Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a sky where two airlines dominate almost every domestic route, a regulator half empty of technical staff, and a 90-year-old law finally giving way to a modern aviation code. That is the picture of India's aviation sector today, and it is worth unpacking every detail. First, let us grasp the sheer scale of the market. India now ranks as the third largest domestic aviation market in the world, coming only after the United States and China. Yet, despite handling 4.2% of global air traffic, Indian aircraft make up just 2.4% of the world's fleet, signaling a huge room for growth. The country's airport network illustrates this expansion vividly. From a modest 74 airports in 2014, the count has more than doubled to 163 by 2025, and the government envisions 350 to 400 airports by 2047 under the Viksit Bharat vision. Projected passenger demand is set to surge from today's levels to about 715 million by 2030 and to cross the 1 billion mark by 2040, a six-fold rise. Aviation already contributes 1.5% to India's GDP and supports 7.7 million jobs, both direct and indirect. Now, why does this booming market worry observers? The answer lies in a dangerous duopoly. IndiGo commands roughly 63 to 65% of the domestic market and, strikingly, is the sole carrier on about 60% of all routes. There is no competition at all on those corridors. Air India Group, still finding its footing after the Tata acquisition in 2022, holds around 27 to 28%. Together they control close to 90% of domestic traffic. History shows that airlines trying to break this dominance have repeatedly faltered. Kingfisher Airlines collapsed in 2012 amid debt and regulatory woes. Jet Airways fell in 2019 after 26 years of operation due to a liquidity crisis, and Go First declared insolvency in 2023 because of an engine shortage and cash crunch. These successive failures underscore a pattern where new entrants cannot survive long enough to pose a real challenge to IndiGo, allowing the duopoly to become ever more entrenched. Turning to the regulator, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, or DGCA, is the apex body responsible for aircraft airworthiness, pilot licensing, safety audits, route approvals, and consumer protection. Yet it is grappling with a chronic staffing crisis. As of 2025, about half of its technical posts remain vacant. In the same year, the DGCA issued 19 safety violation notices to airlines, hinting at enforcement strains. Crew utilization tells another story. Indian airlines are operating with almost 100% crew utilization, whereas the global norm reserves 20 to 25% spare capacity for rest and emergencies. This shortage forced the temporary approval of 236 foreign pilots in 2025. Adding to the strain, India suffers from a shortage of flight simulators for type rating, compelling pilots to train abroad at considerable expense. Why do these vacancies persist? Government pay scales lag far behind the compensation airlines offer for technical roles, which can be 3 to 5 times higher. Moreover, the recruitment process is slowed by lengthy UPSC and Departmental Promotion Committee procedures, and there are few dedicated aviation training institutes producing DGCA-ready engineers. In response to the regulatory inadequacies, the Bharatiya Vayuyan Adhiniyam 2024 has been enacted, replacing the Colonial Aircraft Act of 1934 that governed civil aviation for 9 decades. This new legislation aligns Indian law with International Civil Aviation Organization standards and the 1944 Chicago Convention, the foundational treaty for global civil aviation. It also drives the Make in India agenda for aviation equipment, components and maintenance, repair and overhaul, MRO, facilities. Crucially, the Act introduces provisions for unmanned aircraft systems, drones, and advanced air mobility, areas that the old law could not have imagined. Liability frameworks for accidents have been updated, and the DGCA now enjoys clearer statutory authority. However, the BVA does not solve the staffing deficit at the DGCA, nor does it create an independent aviation safety regulator separate from the Ministry of Civil Aviation. Experts argue that India needs a body akin to SEBI for securities or TRAI for telecom to insulate safety decisions from commercial and political pressures. Let us now examine the Udaan scheme, Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, launched in 2016 as the flagship regional connectivity initiative. By 2025, Udaan has operationalized 625 routes across 85 airports, including more than 100 routes in the Northeast, thereby linking Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. The scheme relies on viability gap funding, where the government subsidizes routes that are not commercially viable on their own. In December 2025, three new carriers, Shankh Air, Al Hind Air and Fly Express, received no objection certificates to serve regional and Tier 2 markets. Yet, the challenge remains that most Udaan routes are unprofitable without VGF. Once the three-year subsidy lapses, many routes are abandoned. Thus, while connectivity metrics have improved, the sustainability of regional aviation ecosystems is still in question. A further pressure on airlines comes from the cost of aviation turbine fuel, which accounts for 40-45% of operating expenses in India, far above the global average of 25-30%. This premium stems from high central excise duty and state value-added tax, with some states levying up to 25% VAT. Unlike most petroleum products, ATF is not covered under the Goods and Services Tax regime, exposing it to a patchwork of taxes that push effective rates to 40-60% in certain states. The industry consistently demands that ATF be brought under GST at the uniform 18% rate, a move that could lower airline costs and, ultimately, ticket prices, though it would require consensus from the Finance Commission and the GST Council. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India is the third largest domestic aviation market, holding 4.2% of global air traffic and 2.4% of the world's fleet. The airport count has risen from 74 in 2014 to 163 in 2025, with a target of 350-400 by 2047. Projected passenger demand is about 715 million by 2030 and roughly 1.1 billion by 2040. Aviation contributes 1.5% to GDP and sustains 7.7 million jobs. IndiGo's market share sits at 63-65%, making it the sole operator on 60% of routes, while Air India Group holds 27-28%, together forming a near 90% duopoly. The DGCA faces about 50% vacancies in technical posts, issued 19 safety notices in 2025, and approved 236 foreign pilots temporarily that same year. The Bharatiya Vayuvahan Adhiniyam 2024 replaces the 1934 Aircraft Act, aligns with ICAO standards, introduces drone and advanced air mobility provisions, and promotes Make in India for aviation components and MRO. Udaan has delivered 625 routes across 85 airports, with over 100 routes in the Northeast, supported by viability gap funding. Aviation turbine fuel accounts for 40-45% of airline costs, taxed heavily by central excise and state VAT, and remains outside the GST framework. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the DGCA, ICAO, the Chicago Convention of 1944, the Bharatiya Vayuvahan Adhiniyam 2024, the Aircraft Act 1934, the Udaan Scheme of 2016, and the significance of ATF taxation. For mains, you can be asked to discuss regulatory bodies like the DGCA, evaluate government policies such as UDAN, propose reforms for civil aviation, or analyze centrist-state fiscal issues like ATF taxation under GST. In GST, you may need to write on infrastructure development, industrial policy, competition law, or logistics and connectivity. In GS3, topics could include aviation infrastructure, Make in India for aerospace, and the strategic importance of a modern regulatory framework. In closing, the convergence of a soaring market, a risky duopoly, a regulator in crisis, and a landmark legislative overhaul makes India's aviation sector a microcosm of the broader development challenges the country faces, balancing growth with competition, safety with efficiency, and federal fiscal coordination with industry needs. This delicate balance will shape not only the skies above India but also the economic and strategic trajectory of the nation.